5 years ago, the Wyoming legislature embarked on its latest attempt at reforming education in the state. Lawmakers said Wyoming was spending a lot of money on education and students were underperforming. After rejecting drastic changes, such as getting rid of teacher tenure, the legislature settled on coming up with a way to score school districts, schools, teacher leaders, and teachers themselves. The plan was that the State Department of Education would oversee all of this. While some are still excited about the idea, a growing number of school districts and legislators are not. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck has more.
Truthfully, the legislature should be further along with accountability than they are. Former State Superintendent of Public Instruction Cindy Hill strongly opposed having the state oversee how things are being done in local school districts and refused to work with legislators to craft an accountability plan. That led the legislature to try to remove her as the leader of education in the state. That distraction pushed things back until last summer. Lawmakers did approve an updated accountability measure this year, but plenty are skeptical, especially in the House of Representatives, where two-thirds of the members were not there when the original bill passed. Among them, Pinedale Republican Albert Summers.
I understand now why it evolved the way it did. I didn't for a while. But I do think things are changing.
The biggest change is that a number of the new House members came to the legislature opposed to having the state tell local districts what to do. Here is Newcastle Republican Hans Hunt.
I think that the local districts understand that there needs to be accountability, that there needs to be a certain level of oversight, but with enough leniency to let those individual districts and those individual communities fix that for themselves.
You can only say that for so long before you have to show results and show that you've made positive gains and improvements.
That's Senator Chris Rothfuss of Laramie, who is a strong supporter of school accountability. Rothfuss says it is important for the state to take a very active role in making sure that students are being taught the way they should be. Senate Education Chairman Hank Coe says districts, schools, and teachers need oversight to make sure things are being done correctly.
The state, at the end of the day, is the one that has to do the heavy lifting. If we believe strongly in our kids getting the best education possible, we are getting it done right now.
Coe says he believes most people in the state agree.
I think people buy into accountability in education, particularly with the amount of money that we spend here in Wyoming, which is really higher than anybody else.
But despite these simple concepts, there is still a lot to do. Sue Bellish is a member of the State Board of Education, and she's on the Accountability Task Force. While it is good to say you want to measure these things, the question is how.
Creating something that is robust enough to get a good sense of how a school is performing and yet be able to explain it to parents, to community members, to teachers.
And then there's how to provide assistance to teachers and schools.
And sometimes we keep doing the same things that we're doing because we might not know a better way, or we think this is working, or we don't have the information to help us understand perhaps this isn't working as well as we thought.
Senator Coe believes that support should come from the state, but Bellish says it is quite possible that local districts might be better equipped to handle improving their own teachers. One last thing, the state would like to use a student test known as assessment to gauge how students are doing and how teachers are teaching. But Wyoming's current assessment is unable to judge all areas of education, such as physical education or the arts. Bellish says that will need to be addressed. Senator Rothfuss adds that agreeing on an assessment could be their biggest challenge. The legislature voted to delay phase two of school accountability until 2019. But at least one representative thinks all of these discussions have had an impact. Casper Republican Steve Harshman, who is a teacher, says educators are aware that things need to improve, and he believes they have.
All that stuff has served to focus schools more and focus leaders in school districts, I think, at least in Wyoming. I think there's so much good stuff going on. It's really incredible.
Lawmakers hope to make progress on a number of the accountability issues in the next few months. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.